This is Holly.
Yes, hello, Holly. This is Catherine from Local Splash.
Hi, how are you? Sorry.
I'm sorry to be confusing. No, it's okay. It's okay. Not a problem.
As I'm sure you know, so when I called Town Square,
mm-hmm.
had a long conversation about why they're better and this and that and the other. Honestly, trying to do for my husband is just make sure that he has his search is working for him and that he has a professional looking site when people log on. More than anything, I'm concerned about search.
Definitely.
And so what they're telling me is that I have one more thing on here. I have one more.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
When I type in handyman near me, okay, so two things I'm concerned about. When I type in handyman near me, two things are popping up for Taskmasters, which is my husband's account. One of them looks for real. It has some reviews and it has, you know, engagement. The other one is just kind of blank. I don't know where that came from. I don't know who's who. I don't know what's happening here.
Okay.
But I want to make sure, one, that only one thing pops up, that it's his website and that his Google reviews are on there.
Very, you know, those are very, very good concerns. You're very into, that you're very into the business. Of course, we would like to address all of those concerns that you do have, Holly. First, of course, is a call that you've had. I understand that, you know, when both businesses are competing with each other, one would definitely say we're better than them and we're better than, you know, anybody, right? So when you do want to earn business, that's what, you know, that's what others would say. But we would want to show analytics on our end. We're not going to say we're better than them or anything. But for the, you know, for those times that, for the past few months that we've been handling Taskmasters, and these are going to be available in your dashboard, okay? We've got a really good number of returns. So we've gotten here 112 Google profile actions, 6 to 8 local leads in total, and we've gathered 2 reviews while you were with us, okay? And the, you know, just to confirm, the Google business profile that we do have for you is the one that has 3 reviews. So more likely that the other one is actually, this is only what I would think. This may be created by Townsquare, okay, because we did not give them access to your Google business profile. We have not, you know, unless we can confirm it from you, we have not provided them any, so that may be, you know, that may be the reason why they created a new one. But rest assured that what we do have here, what we are managing for you, is the one with the 3 reviews. That is what we do have access with. Okay, that's the one that we will be, you know, that we've been promoting your business with. And a very, you know, there's also one thing that would really want to let you know, and that is correct. Having 2 is actually not going to do good for the business. Once Google detects that they are actually duplicate listings, it's going to create complications. So what I'm going to do out here is to make sure that I forward it to our Google team so they could act fast on it and get the other one removed. If you do have access to that, might as well add us to it so we can work on it directly.
Okay. Is there any way that you could call me and we could share a screen just so I make sure that we're all talking the same things here?
Unfortunately, we don't do screen shares. Just to make sure, are you referring, because I'm actually seeing here 2 Google business profiles as well. One without a review and the other one has a review.
So he's telling me, okay, but when I'm on to the one, hold on. So
sure.
If I go to the one that has the reviews and I hit on website, it goes to the website they created for him.
Yes, that is correct. Because yes, that is correct. Because when we had Jerry with us on board, he only gave us the link, which is taskmasterscolorado.com, and that is what we used to promote the to promote the business. We did not promote any other website. We have not created any website for Jerry. We only did use taskmasterscolorado.com. So any of our campaigns direct clients to your website, taskmasterscolorado.com. That is correct, yes.
Okay. So, but they created that website. So if I stop working with them, is that going away?
Most likely I would say yes. They might remove the layout. Okay, that would be the one possibility, which is, well, of course, what I've also mentioned to you earlier, that if ever you do, we are always able to provide you a new website. Okay, we are able to provide you a new website. You just need to give us access to the domain. Or we could always get a new domain in cases where you're not able to access a domain. And this is all included in the package that you'll be paying for, the $129.
Well, what about SEO? Is SEO included in that $129?
SEO definitely is included. Yes, that is correct. SEO is definitely included. We will, as discussed earlier regarding the keywords, we will highly optimize you based on their services that you've mentioned and, of course, targeting the county that we've mentioned that we've also discussed earlier. So we do have here, we will make sure that we highly promote you not just in Vail, but also all throughout Eagle County.
So you can say Vail. I guess two keywords that are important to me would be Vail and Beaver Creek.
Mm-hmm. So that is, I mean, those are the main, I mean, two main cities, correct?
Yeah, they're not really cities. It's just hard to explain, but it's two really high-end communities is what I'm, high-end communities.
Okay. Within probably. Do you have, like, a zip code instead?
Yeah, I could say, you could say, 81657. Hold on, I'm going to pull it up here.
Okay, sure.
A16517 is Vail. 81658 is Vail. I think those are the two. I'm not sure what Beaver Creek is. Hold on.
Let me take a look as well. Like a beaver beer, right?
It's Beaver Creek. Hold on.
Yeah, like it's telling. Beaver, B-A-A-V-E-R.
Yeah, Beaver Creek.
Yeah, actually, we can target whole of Beaver Creek. That's 81620.
Oh, yeah, that's Avon. Okay, that's it. Must be there. It's hard to explain all these different communities, but they're all within Eagle County.
Okay, yeah.
But the ones that are important are the ones that are that have, they're million-dollar houses. That's where he wants to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. More like targeting high-end houses?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make sure we take note of that as well. The only problem that we're getting out here is the website, okay? Again, if you do cancel to Town Square, most likely what's going to happen is that the website will be taken down, but we are here to back you up with it. The package that you have with us does come with the website, so you could always just provide us access to the domain, and we will make sure we get a website up and running the earliest time possible. Because, of course, when we do promote businesses, it's very important, or when we start marketing, it's very important that they are in the website. That's why we do put it out the best, you know, the best time possible. And if ever you are not able...
Did you have one before when he was working with you?
Oh, no. It was always that one. It was always the taskmasterscolorado.com that he wanted us to promote. So we never created a website for him because he wanted to use that one.
Well, he didn't have this one before. That's where I'm just confused. And I should know more, and I don't. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Not our problem. Maybe
this website that I go to right now, that's red and black, where did that come from? I'm under the impression that Town Square created that. So I'm wondering what you guys had up before Town Square did that.
Well, actually, what we do have up before would be more like the, I would say, the general website that we do have. I'm thinking it's a general website that we did have before that he did use, which is why he wanted to see, because it's more of like a standard website that we've provided before. Maybe that is why I actually looked for another website, which is, you know, this one. And actually, I could send you a sample of what, you know, what it could look like before. And I also sent you the SMS of what we are offering now. We've recently just upgraded the website that we do have to a My Site. And I've sent you the SMS to show you the sample website. I'm going to send you a sample as well of the standard website.
Okay, so then here's my third question.
Sure.
And I should have thought about this, but is he going to be docked by Google for switching back and forth and not being consistent?
What do you mean switching back and forth? Switching back and forth with the marketing company?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, actually, I would say no. As long as the marketing company
does. That Google's going to dock his placements and his search because he's switching back and forth with websites and that kind of thing.
Oh, definitely no. I would say no. Yeah, I would honestly say no. It's not. It's not going to create anything. Because, of course, we do have our ways of optimizing it. And if our ways are a lot better, then I don't think Google does have the right to take it negatively against you, against your business.
So how are you guys optimizing?
Well, that would be a secret recipe in what we do, I would say. But we do have different specialists. So we're not like just, jack of all trades out here. We've got different specialists. We've got Google specialists that's going to handle your Google. We've got SEO specialists that's going to handle the SEO part of what we are going to do for your business. If this is about Facebook as well, we have a Facebook team, certified Facebook specialist. For Google Ads, we have certified Google Ads specialist. So your account is being worked on a lot of people that are masters of each aspect of, you know, the products that we do for you.
Okay.
Yep.
You said you did send me some samples because I haven't seen any on either one of
them. Yes. I actually sent it to the phone number ending in 6458. And we've sent you an email
as well.
Sorry,
that's my husband. That's my husband's cell phone.
Okay, not a problem. Do you want me to send it to your phone number, the one that I'm calling you at right now? I can resend it.
No, I'd rather have you send it to email if that's possible.
Okay, I'm going to send you the email to links, okay? Just to let you know, I sent text message to you, to your husband's phone number. I've sent 4 links, okay? And I'm going to be sending it to your email, the Holly_Snyder email. And that'll contain 4 links. So please check out the 4 links that I'll be sending you. Okay?
Perfect. That's helpful. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Not a problem. I know there's a lot of questions, but if you are able to take a look, if you want, since we just recently got this activated, I could actually forward you your dashboard. Since you did some call tracking before, we were able to track all the calls that you've gotten from our campaigns. And this might help when it comes to you seeing the results that we've gathered so far for the months that Jerry was with us. And this is going to show you what calls you received, what calls were coming in, the Google Business Profile actions that are also coming in based on the SEO, you know, the optimization and the marketing that we did for the business. So everything's going to be in there. You know, if you do have time, you can always go over and, you know, I would say navigate it. It also includes, I would say, a video of how you're able to use the dashboard. So log in and a video of how you're able to use it.
Okay, I can do that. I'm going to have to look at these. So I guess this is my question.
Yes?
If when I canceled Town Square, I like this website they have, although it had a huge glaring mistake on it, and I had to call them, and they're like, oh, sorry. I like this website a lot. Can you just sort of copy that or not? You have your own template.
That's a very good concern. Now, here's what we do when it comes to the website. You're qualified for my site program, which is the one that I actually sent, you know, we'll be sending you a sample through email. We could note to our website team to make sure we keep it as close as possible to these. But, of course, I hope you understand that there are also going to be some sort of, like, corporate issues if ever we really copy it exactly as it is, okay? So there might be some differences, I would say, and if ever it doesn't suit to your liking, we could always get you a call with our website team so you could discuss further about the design and all that, just to, you know, just to make sure it's really what you wanted as a website. So you could always, you know, we could always get you into a call with our website team. Or if you want, what I can do out here is once we get the, you know, the rights to the domain, once we are able to put the website, I'm going to schedule you a call. So just let me know, okay, if you're able to create the website. I'm going to schedule you a call with our website team so they can make necessary adjustments as well the earliest time. This is when it's confirmed that we will be doing the website.
Okay. So what's the timing on that? So you can understand where I'm like kind of like, what does my timing look like? If I call Townsquare, are they going to take this down right away? How long does it take you guys to pull something up? That's
a very good question. Most likely I would say yes, Townsquare might be pulling it out away. But the thing here is that as soon as you give us the access to the website, we can put out something. It may not be what you wanted, but there is a website that's going to be built up until we can actually agree on to what you want your website to look like. Like after you've talked to our website team maybe and discussed what you wanted it to look like and all that, and they're going to be, you know, they're going to be doing all those revisions in the best time possible.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it doesn't, website does not matter that much. It could just be a landing page that says what he does.
Yeah, I would say that is correct. Websites does sometimes, I would say, give impressions to your clients, but what actually attracts the clients are pictures in the website, pictures that you actually
He has some new pictures he'd like to load. I would say what makes the most important, what's the most important to me
is SEO.
Is examples of the work and is Google reviews, right? But when I'm thinking, that's
what I'm doing. I would really want to also confirm that Google loves reviews and photos. So if you continue to bring in those two, it's going to help us a lot.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I'm concerned about is I want him to show up in Handyman Vale. Handyman Beaver Creek, not just Handyman Eagle.
Oh, yes. Actually, it's stated on your end as Handyman Eagle because that is the business address. Okay, so that is it's just actually the main address that you do have, but definitely we are targeting all of Eagle County.
Okay.
Okay, so you don't need to worry.
All right.
In any city within Eagle County, you are definitely going to show up. And also when we speak about review, I'm also going to be sending you a link. It's going to be a short link, okay? So you can send it to your previous clients so you can start asking them for reviews in case, you know, they're interested in putting in some reviews for your business. Is that okay? So it's going to be a lot easier because they just have to click on the link.
It's great. I would love it. You could send that along.
For sure. I mean, they just have to click on the link and a page pulls up where they are able to put the review right away. No more additional clicks or anything. It's just going to be an empty sheet online that they are going to see and put their review out there. Okay? And it'll be sent to the Google Business Profile with reviews currently. That's the one that we do handle for you. The one that we manage for you. Remember, you have two Google Business Profiles, so the one with reviews and the one without reviews. What we handle or what we manage is the one with 3 5-star reviews.
So when he told me, the guy from Townsquare told me that he had the one that has the reviews on it, that that's the one they're promoting, he's lying to me? Because that's where I'm getting confused. He can't take care of the second listing that's a Google thing. And I don't understand that, and I'm trying to figure that out. I want that one to go away.
I understand. Well, it would be very, it would be very negative in their end as well if I do say they're lying. But what I can really let you know, okay, is that we are managing the Google Business Profile with the three three Google reviews, the five-star reviews. We only have here two being added, okay? These are the two that have access to it. Us, Local Splash, and the emails that is Taskmasters, hold on, let me pull it up. The email that we do have for you, taskmasters411@gmail.com. No other marketing company or any other person has the access to that Google Business Profile. If they are promoting that, that is great. I mean, you know, that is great. It leads them to the correct Google Business Profile. But I am sure that they are not in any way handling it for you.
How do I go about getting the other one off? So that we only
well, that is something we will be working on. Get the duplicate out of the Google, you know, Google searches. And the thing there as well, the difference between our websites is that I did check your current website, so it doesn't have a link to Google. If you notice out here, there is no, you know, no icon or no button for your clients to check out your Google Business Profile or go to your Google Business Profile to leave your review. Our website does have that link. So it's also going to be just a click away from the website for your clients to leave a review.
Wow, well, that's really important.
So that would definitely confirm that we do have the access to the right Google Business Profile that we are referring to, or that you are referring to, the one with the 3 5 stars.
Okay. And you will help me get rid of the duplicate?
Yes, I'll send the information out to our Google team so we can get rid of the duplicate and have the one with 5 stars remain.
All right. I need to wait till he gets home here so that I can make sure he has access to his website and domain.
Yes.
Hopefully we can do that this afternoon. I have to run to an appointment now. But that's what I'm just trying to sort through all of this.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah.
I'll hopefully get more involved and, you know, be a little bit more consistent about looking at it.
For sure. I mean, it's going to be a really, you know, it's going to be a process, but when you do know it step by step, it's really going to be a lot easier. So please expect emails as well. I'm just going to see, I mean, I'll do it, or I'll have it all in one email just so you know, you have it all at once. Those are going to be links again, and anytime that you wanted, you know, you do have some questions, just let us know. We'll assist you, okay?
Uh-huh. And then did you send that over already? Because I haven't seen anything.
Oh, no, I haven't seen, I mean, I haven't sent it out yet. What I sent is the credentials, the one that we asked for credentials. I'm going to be working on it after this call. So you should be expecting it about, you know, 5 to 10 minutes after this call, the email would be coming in.
And that's fine. Don't rush yourself. I'm running off to an appointment. Remind me of your name.
Yeah, it's Catherine.
Okay, Catherine. All right.
All right. Not a problem, okay? Yeah.
All right.
All right, Holly. Thank you so much. Yeah, you know, you take care as well.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.